Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this on Thursday, February 6th, afternoon EU time. With me this week is Ergo McCabe. He's our head of EU dairy trading based in the Dublin office. And I wanted to get some perspectives on the EU markets. It's been an interesting market. The price of butter in Europe is the highest butter price that we have across the major dairy exporters, yet the price of skim in Europe is the lowest price that we have across the major dairy exporters. And particularly on the butter, my price forecasts have been pretty bearish relative to the butter futures. I've gotten a lot of questions about it in the past 30 days. And the butter market in Europe was not falling as fast as I was expecting. And I was starting to kind of give up on my price forecast. But then last week, we saw some downward pressure on European butter futures. So I wanted to connect with Fergal and get his take on what's happening in the European butter market.
Hey, Nate, thanks very much for having me on again. A little bit of color, I guess, to the market. We also get the same questions about the forecasts and everything. So since probably a couple of weeks into January, we've moved now from 7,200 euros, and I guess the low we've hit now has kind of been in the low 6,800 euros for Q3. It started to move down. I think, like you said, with your expectation, I think the market also probably expected by now a little bit more extreme of a move on the butter market. But it seems we're kind of in this two steps down, one step up kind of mode on the move lower. You know, since the beginning of the year, the trend has been that butter prices are moving down. But I think these slightly lower prices are stimulating a little bit of demand from some buyers who have waited on expectation of better milk collections with higher margins.
I was going to bring that up. Since the butter market broke back in September, it's really been in waves. We'll see a big down move, and then we'll see the market rally back for a couple of weeks, and then another big down move, and then a rally back for a couple of weeks. Like, it's been a bit of a cycle.
Yeah. We've been seeing it here on the desk on a daily basis. You know, when prices are moving lower, it feels quite aggressive. We see a lot of activity, a lot of phone calls, people wondering what's happening. And then, you know, yesterday, for example, we moved in Q2 from around 7,000 euros down to the mid 6,800s. And, you know, it seemed to stimulate a little bit of demand. And what's happening then is any buyers that come in looking for product at lower prices, it seems that the traders don't have that physical product. It seems to be having the producer side, and we see those lower prices stimulating demand and the market bouncing back up a little bit. So we've already come back up to around the 6,900 level in Q2. So, you know, down 200 euros and up 100 euros within a day. But again, the overall trend is that prices are weakening. Just seems buyers who have waited are stepping in at lower prices and covering. Another thing we see is that when we're moving down below 7,000, it's mostly for Q2. And we have seen Q3 trade between 6,900 and 7,000, but the second half of the year butter prices seem to remain in a carry to Q2. So the market does forecast a little bit higher pricing for Q3 and Q4 above Q2, which is normal seasonality that we see here in Europe on the butter curve.
Yeah. On the skim milk powder, I think last week Q2 skim milk powder futures hit new contract lows. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the low we traded was around 26, 25 euros on Q2. And it's been around those kind of levels for, I think, probably 6 months now, where we see a little bit of resistance on the skim milk powder futures on the buy side. Talking to people on the physical markets, they seem to be stable in around the 2,400 to 2,450 euros per ton mark. You know, looking at international markets, the CME has been strong. We've seen a strong GDT. New Zealand prices are strong. So I think the expectation from people in Europe is that the risk is to the upside. The risk or the opportunity is to the upside. But that's a little bit priced into the futures. So, you know, Q3 is trading probably an 80 euros premium to Q2 at the moment. And Q4 even higher. But we don't see it reflected on the physical markets. So talking to people with physical is that the lower pricing in Europe, it doesn't seem to be stimulating a lot more demand. And it still seems to be a demand issue on Europe. One thing to look out for is, we could attribute it a little bit to, you know, the foot and mouth disease story from a few weeks ago. We saw that Southeast Asia bought a lot more product from Oceania in the last GDT. So potentially it's a shift away from European product due to the risk from the foot and mouth disease.
Yeah, and even looking through some of the trade flow data that came out this week, we got U.S. export data for December, and U.S. non-fat and skim milk powder exports were a lot lower than forecast, 10,000 tons lower than forecast, down 23% from a year ago. Our shipments to Mexico were only down 3%, but shipments to Southeast Asia were down, I want to say 40-some percent. And some of that is Australia actually taking some market share away from the U.S. and potentially away from Europe. Like, I'm surprised with where these price spreads have been that we're not seeing more strength from Europe, because obviously there's some demand out there. They're buying at GDT, they're buying Australian product, but they're just not aggressively buying European product, even at current prices. And foot and mouth may be an interesting potential reason why they're not buying.
I think the market's looking a little bit for that story. Again, another thing we've seen is a strong dollar. And we haven't really seen it reflected in the prices here. There is an expectation that the O'Neill tender from Algeria will come back to the market in the next weeks or next month or so, which will definitely help a little bit on the demand side. But we've seen over the last kind of year or so, Europe has been really a strong participant on the export market into Algeria, but it hasn't had a massive impact on, you know, increasing the prices or solving the demand problem that we see at the moment.
No, that's true. So we've had quite a bit of movement on butter and on skim. Has anything been happening on cheese?
Cheese has been a little more quiet, more of a stable market. Like, we see at the moment, cheddar prices for prompt are holding around 4,800, and mozz around 4,100, and gouda 4,300 euros area. That most of the activity we see in cheese has been for Q2. We don't see the market, you know, buyers are shifting their prices lower a little bit with the activity we're seeing on the butter and the skim markets, which are a little bit weaker at the moment. But on this, I think more of the milk is going into the butter and skim powder now. So the cheese market, or at least the cheese sellers, have been holding pretty strong at higher prices, just waiting a little bit for either demand to come back and pay those higher levels, or if we see a decrease in skim milk powder and butter prices, then we might see some more cheese production, which would possibly weigh on the market a bit more.
That's kind of what I expect, that the cheese price is going to follow butter just due to the valorization and production shifts. So with that, Fergal, thanks for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the U.S., EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter ROTCA products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPAT and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFE is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore and is a capital market service licensee for dealing in capital market products. An exempt financial advisor for advising on investment products and issuing or promulgating analyses/reports on investment products and a major payment institution for cross-border money transfer service. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ152SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial Thai Limited, SFA Akin, 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL, 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited, SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Services Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator. Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291, is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any financial product. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFI NFAID 0476094 or StoneX Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652 and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant. SIPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, this podcast. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group, Inc. The podcast herein is not directed to, or intended for distribution to or use by, any person or entity who is a citizen or resident of or located in any locality, state, country, or other jurisdiction where such distribution, publication, availability, or use would be contrary to law or regulation. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group, Inc. All rights reserved.